In World War II, at age 21, I was a corporal clerk in Battery B, 903rd Field Artillery Battalion, 78th Infantry Division.
Ed Clark of Medford, Mass., served all over Europe in World War II, from the Battle of the Bulge to the occupation of Berlin. He came home with a lot of memories, and his typewriter, a deep maroon Royal Portable called an Aristocrat, which he's had since he was 16.
Over the decades, he's used it to type his letters, his scholarly articles, and an autobiography in which he describes going off to war, including the very first night he stood guard in Germany.
Feeling the strangeness of traveling 3,000 miles to stand in a uniform with a gun in the middle of the night to behold a scene more beautiful than snow in my hometown in Ohio. All my friends are tuned into this typewriter, of course, because they all have computers, and I have never used a computer. I'm a curiosity at best, you know. I would say in general about a typewriter that what I've found with it, and I think the reason that I have become so attached to my typewriter, not only that it's a beautiful machine, a beautiful piece of workmanship. I always admire it when I look at it. But also, there's something intimate about a typewriter. One feels very close to it. One's thoughts and feelings seem to go straight from oneself to the page. Well, I was drafted into the Army. I had been in field artillery, and we had gone through the war, the Battle of the Bulge, the bridge at Remagen, occupation of Berlin, and after 3 years, the war over, I came back home with my typewriter, and it had just become part of my life. It was a kind of friend, a companion. When all else failed, I could turn to my typewriter and write something on it. This piece is called The Bridge at Remagen, Before, During, and After. We told ourselves we were not in danger. The fighting somewhere miles away. Our war was with the elements. Midwinter, snow, woods. I stood guard, looking, listening for movement. I adjusted to shadows, to snow pristine, a purity of white, stillness. Something like war came at night. War quickly became routine. Well, that's the status, so to speak, of my life with my beloved typewriter.
I'll get by as long as I have you.
World War II veteran Ed Clark with his Royal Aristocrat typewriter. He's Professor Emeritus of English at Suffolk University. Our profile of Clark was produced by Radio Boston's Tim Skog, who has since bought his own typewriter.
And stay with us. There's more ahead on this special Memorial Day program.
To mark the unofficial start of summer, we'll bring you some of our favorite outdoor stories, including what happens if you get lost in the woods without a GPS. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.
As long as I...